So we open Act 5, the last act of the show, having resolved the Jean and Charlie story, and having yet to resolve the main story, i.e., Chris and Bernie, as well as the Junior and Rebecca story. And really, the first couple minutes of this act is really used to reestablish all the tensions. This little scene with Bernie and Chris just reiterates their relationship, his promises of a big future if she follows his advice. Then we go to some scenes of preparation, building the tension to the beginning of this race. Chris's friends showing up, some shots of the crowd. Then Carrie showing up, checking in with Pablo. There's some tension between these two because often what Carrie says is different from Pablo's advice. Now it's amazing what a great job the post-production team did in putting together this race. It's an amazing race that shows an incredible come-from-behind victory. We looked for a race that basically corresponded to what Bernie told Chris, to hold the horse back to the last minute. And Chris decides halfway through the race to ignore Bernie's advice, to go with their own instinct, and to let the horse sprint. I was told that the post-production team looked far and wide for a race that gave us that, but it's amazing if you look at this horse on the outside and watch this incredible run. Every time there's a race, our post team has to go and pull stock footage, footage that already exists from a real horse race. Then we dress Chris up in an outfit that matches the jockey she's supposed to be in the race, and we intercut the close shots of Chris with the stock footage of the race. And the result is Chris racing at Santa Anita, or I guess in this case, Golden Gate Park. Here we have a scene where we're seeing how slick Bernie is. He's essentially, we want to mislead the audience into thinking that everything is cool between them and that Chris is on her way career-wise. Here we're resolving, hopefully in an unexpected way, the relationship between Chris and Carrie. He delivers the bad news that Bernie isn't going to use Chris anymore. That even though she won the race, he's angry with her for disregarding her advice, and he's the kind of guy who would rather have a disciple who follows his instructions than a rebel who wins. And again, as a writer, you're faced with the challenge, how do we really make the audience care about what happens with Bernie? He's only on for one episode, and Bernie's dropping Chris is unfair. It's a jerky move, and again, it's a surprise, something we're not expecting. And so it delivers us a dramatic punch, but as far as the series goes, this incident turns out to be something that brings Carrie and Chris together for their first kiss. And we'd like to think that's a surprise. It's not something that you saw at the beginning of the episode, but it's something that at the same time was earned because we've seen other intimate beats between them earlier in the show. So The Chris Carey storyline is now wrapped up, leaving Junior, Rebecca, and the question of the future of their relationship. And also, more than that, how that is going to impact Chris. Because, again, Rebecca is a guest character, and while the audience might not know what's going to happen to her, as a writer, of course, you know, you have to decide, is she somebody who's going to stick around? Is she somebody who's going to be in for 3 or 4 episodes? And how to make the audience care about somebody who has not been on screen that long, who you don't know that well. And I think that Amanda did a tremendous job of enlisting the audience's sympathy and their support. And I think that what the most important thing is the result that her relationship with Junior has on Junior's relationship with Chris. All of these relationships have to, at some point, impact the main characters and their relationships with each other. So we bring Chris into the final sequence of the show, thinking that Junior and Rebecca are still going out. She sees all the signs of this woman having moved in, and that fuels her thought that there really is no hope of getting back together with Junior or really even being his friend. I mean, he's living with another woman, and she seems to be excluded more and more from his orbit and the orbit of the others. The twist or the surprise in the scene for her is, of course, when she learns that, despite the early signals, in fact, things aren't going so well between Junior and Rebecca, and that Rebecca is on her way out. What's so great about writing these two is they're so great together, there's so much chemistry that we as writers and hopefully the audience has a lot of fun seeing them come closer together, thinking, are they going to get back together? We want them to be together. They should be together. But the path to getting together is, you know, a long and arduous one. And here they seem to take a step toward being friends and agreeing that they're going to be in each other's orbit for a while. And just the fact that Junior says what's going on with Rebecca and tells Chris honestly, you know, indicates that they're going to continue being friends. And if there's any doubt from that scene, it's erased in this scene where we see our four main players come together as friends again and create really the tension that existed at the beginning of the show. Who's going to wind up with who? You know, what does the future hold for them? Now, following through on their first kiss, we see Carrie surprise Chris at the party. We already know that there's a bond between these two, but the new information here is that Junior sees for the first time that there's something going on between Chris and Carrie, and he's left on the outside of the triangle, and it's really the reverse of the teaser in which we saw Junior with somebody, Chris on the outside. Now we see Chris with somebody and Junior on the outside, sort of create that tension for the next episode, you know, what's going to happen between them. So thanks for tuning in and listening to the commentary as we try to, you know, shed some light on what goes on in making the show. All I can say is it's a lot of fun because we don't know where these guys are going to wind up any more than you do. And every episode is, in that sense, a process of discovery for us, which is one of the great things about getting to write a TV show.